person has a cranial injury complex, as explained in the videos and the other work on my website, the front muscles will become weak so that all the power can go to the back muscles to hold the body up now, being in a state of fight flight, always ready in case they have the next trauma. So if the front muscles are actually receiving less nerve supply, what this does is weighs on down from the chest muscles being heavy, which makes the lungs a little heavier, the laborious breathing, and this happens over years. It doesn't happen immediately the next day symptomatically. But internally in the nervous system, it's happening the next day after the trauma. And so over time then, it's really pressing down with the weak abdominals. Everything gets a little heavier, saggy in the stomach and then the large intestine and small intestine. And that transfers its weight down to the bottom of the bowl, which is the uterus and the bladder in women and the uterus and the prostate in men. So you can see where this is going. What will happen is over time, the uterus starts to fall forward or feel pressed on and it can't support itself. So the person will have symptoms like frequent urination in the beginning because the bladder is being pressed on and they think, oh, I just drink a lot of water. But really, it's the weakness of that whole front system. And the body's doing the right thing. It, to survive after the trauma, it said, I got to keep the head up. I got to keep looking at where I'm going and who's coming at me. And I've lost the normal program, the cranial program, so I can't hold my head up and I need to. So what I'm going to have to do now is sacrifice the power in the front, put all the power to the back, and therefore the front muscles are not receiving the nerve supply intentionally. But this has a secondary side effect, which is that now the body is weak on the front and that weighs down on the prostate and the bladder and the uterus in women. And this is what can be causing a lot of times the prolapsed uterus. So even if they have the surgery too for a prolapsed uterus, the cause has still not been fixed. So they will still notice they have frequent urination, which later as they get older turns into what they call incontinence. And the cause is not fixed, and therefore the person really needs to go and have neural organization technique done to reset everything, and then the body is back to the way it was originally built.